What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson Show. Today is Saturday, April 23rd, 2022. Over here in Jersey, it's about 55 degrees. Nice and gray and gloomy, just the way I fucking like it. Not too many people on the road because there's no beach. Who's going to the beach now? Right? Not too much fucking traffic. Everyone's home ordering food through DoorDash and Grubhub. So you know I'm going to be on that shit trying to get that money as soon as I'm done recording this. But today is update Saturday. Well, CJ, what the fuck is up? Relax. Calm the fuck down. And let me tell you what the fuck that means. Jesus. Update Saturday is when I'm going to go through all the shit that took place in the past couple of days and just give a little, not a recap, I kind of want to give an update. That's why it's update fucking Saturday. So if any stories need updating with new information, I will do my best to do so and then give my spin on it, because that's what the fuck I do. Hope your Friday was good. Hope you had a good time. Hope you went out, got drunk, maybe you did some drugs, you know, responsibly and shit, got high, smoked some weed, took some edibles, laughed your fucking ass off. You may be hungover right now, about to order food, and I'm about to deliver it to you. And I hope you're listening to this in the process, because I need that money. So, a lot of shit took place this week. A lot. Jesus. Past couple days, past couple weeks, we had Will Smith with the fake slap against Chris Rock. Again, I firmly believe it was all staged. I believe Jada Pinkett Smith will come out with some other episode or season of her red carpet, whatever show it's called, the Red, whatever, on Facebook, Table Red Talk, Red Table Talk or some shit. I don't know. You know, maybe Will Smith's going to come out with a movie. Who knows? Maybe he's done. Maybe he's going to retire. Chris Rock will probably come out with a special. You know, and good for them. Good for them. I mean, this is what you got to do to stay relevant. You got to make some kind of controversy. Otherwise, no one's going to give a shit. Right? No one's going to really care. I bet you a lot of people are watching the Kardashians after the Kanye and Kim split. This Pete Davidson thing. I'm sure people are watching. And good for them. Hey, good. They got to make money. I get it. I'm trying. Lord knows I'm out here trying. So we had that. Then the big thing, which I'm still shocked by, is this Elon Musk Twitter takeover. How he's truly trying to take over Twitter. And I do believe that he's doing it out of the good of his heart, because he has a lot of other shit going on with space, with his cars, with solar, with his drilling boring company where he bores tunnels and shit. The Neuralink. He has his plate full, but I think he truly believes that free speech will not happen unless someone like him or himself controls it, because a lot of people feel that Twitter's platform is, how do I say this, they have been known to block a lot of people who are believing certain things and disbelieving other things regardless of the facts. It's kind of a biased situation. And what's interesting is that the board, even though Elon had the money to purchase Twitter outright, like I spoke about, the board decided to enact a poison pill. What does that mean? Poison pill means that if anyone acquires over 15% of the company's stock, Elon currently owns 9.2%, Twitter will flood the market with cheap shares to allow other investors to acquire more of the company at a lower price, effectively negating the acquirer's ability to gain control of the company. So they basically would rather tank this company than take Elon's massive deal at $43 billion. They'd rather tank the company by selling shares lower at a cheaper rate to avoid anybody ever owning 15% of the company. Now here's the problem. The problem is, what is stopping Musk from creating an S-Corp or an LLC and purchasing the company through that? Because from what I'm reading, it says if anyone acquires over 15, if anyone, meaning any person or any entity. So that's interesting, because that's what I want to see. Okay, let me keep reading here on this article. Again, this article will be in my description. I try to put all my fucking shit and all my sources in the description. A lot of motherfuckers don't do that. They just start talking. I put my fucking sources in the description. All right? So don't turn around and blame me. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Yeah, I'm not a fucking genius. But this is what I'm taking from it. Again, this is fucking comedy. I find this shit quite comical. So what? It detailed that a triggering event would impose a significant penalty upon any person or group. Okay, so I'm wrong. Any person or group that acquires 15% or more of the company's stock by allowing shareholders to buy Twitter shares at a $210 exercise price, at which time it will have a then current market value of twice the exercise price. Well, that kind of sucks. So I don't know. I know Elon said he had a plan B. My only other option, I think only other option I could think of is that Elon reaches out to other shareholders and makes some kind of sweetheart deal with them. But then again, he would still own over 15%. So I don't know how that's going to work. Again, I find this quite interesting that they're going above and beyond to keep this. The board is going above and beyond against, without talking to any shareholders, they've made this independent decision to go above and beyond to stop Elon and looks like anyone else from really controlling this company. I guess they have some political views that they don't want to mess with, or I guess they have something to hide. Maybe they want to hide some evidence of tampering with certain accounts, maybe. Maybe they want to hide evidence of bots. I know Twitter's been known to have some bots, supposedly, allegedly. Maybe that's what they're trying to hide. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But the fucking Twitter controversy took place in these past couple of days. That's one thing. Another thing that happened, DeSantis rejected 54 math textbooks. On my Twitter, I posted a picture of some of the problems that DeSantis, I guess, photocopied or took a photo of showing CRT in math textbook, which is crazy. But hey, I understand CRT is a big issue for a lot of people over here in America. It's a big issue. I don't see a point for doing it. I don't see a point for teaching it. I mean, we should be teaching our kids to be self-sufficient, teaching our kids how to pay taxes, how to balance a checkbook, you know, daily life shit, and how to be a better human being. That's what we should be teaching kids, not dwelling on the past. But again, this is my opinion. I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, not a teacher. They have a tough job. All teachers have a tough job. But and I feel like doing the CRT just makes it harder. But whatever. Hey, we had the college debt forgiveness took place. The Disney don't say gay controversy. That was crazy. That's still an ongoing battle. Disney shares are fucking down. I told you this would happen. I said this is just going to fucking tank the company. This is going to fucking tank the company. From what I read, I think I read somewhere, or I saw a tweet somewhere, how Saudi Arabia banned the next Marvel movie. I believe it's the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out, because there's a gay reference in there, and Saudi Arabia don't play with gay. They'd fucking kill my bisexual ass real quick. So they don't play with none of that shit. They, you know, so they fucking banned that movie. And again, this is Disney's doing this to themselves. Like I said, if they just would have kept on the low, you know, just slowly integrated it in. I don't know why you have to bring it into Marvel Universe. I guess because there's more people watch that, but whatever. I don't know. The other day, I posted a podcast about Iron Mike Tyson and the controversy on the JetBlue flight. I have a fantastic update for this. Holy shit. Let me wait till you hear this update. New York Post. The New York Post made an article saying new details have emerged about a recent altercation between Mike Tyson and another passenger on his JetBlue flight. Now, I'm going to name the passenger. I purposely did not name him in the last episode because I don't want to give him attention. I don't want to give him clout. I don't want to give him any kind of fucking, you know, 2 seconds of fame, which is clearly what he's after here, or lawsuit, which I believe he's truly after money. His name. It's a fucking name. You just want to punch this fucking guy when you hear this name. Is Melvin Townsend III. Dude, don't you want to punch this motherfucker, yo? Hey, hi, I'm Melvin Townsend. Pop. Oh, Melvin Townsend III. Pop, pop, pop. Three pops. It just sounds like a name. Like you sound like an asshole right off the bat. Just introducing yourself, you sound like a piece of shit. Anyway, the 36-year-old man who Tyson punched on the plane has a long criminal record, according to TMZ. Link in the description below. Townsend has been convicted of fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of controlled substances, and trafficking in stolen property. Keep in mind, the reason why this is so crazy to me is that Twitter, people on Twitter are literally standing behind this guy saying they feel sorry for him. How could this poor victim just wanted an autograph? He's just a fan, this and that. Listen, according to Tyson's entourage, like I said to you the other day, Tyson's entourage said that him and Tyson took a selfie before boarding the flight. This guy wanted more. Tyson just wanted to chill. If you watch the full video, not just the punches, because you can't just watch the punches, that's not fair. You have to watch the full video. You can see that Tyson is sitting down, relaxing, and this guy's behind him, antagonizing him. Provoking. And you poke a bear, or you poke a lion, you get bit. You poke a tiger. If you ever watch Tiger King, there's one person on there who lost their arm. And they trained with tigers. They were best buds. Best buds. Oh, they were best buds. Boom. Arm's gone. Tyson owned 4 tigers. He is himself is a beast. And you provoked the beast. I do not feel bad for this guy. I think people should look at this and realize that there's a time and place for things. And that was not the time nor the place. And if someone says no or they don't seem interested, shut the fuck up. You're not important. Keep it moving. You don't know what Tyson is going through. You don't know what the other person is going through at that time. And it's kind of fucked up for you to feel like you're so important that this person should just do whatever you say. Melvin Townsend III is more important than Tyson. Let me repeat to you his offenses. Convicted, that means guilty, of fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of controlled substances, and trafficking in stolen property. The guy's 36. In 2018, Townsend had a run with the cops. So in 2018, 4 years ago, he had a run-in with the cops when he broke into someone's property and stole their trailer. He broke into somebody's house, I'm assuming, or there's some garage, stole their trailer, hitching it to the back of his pickup truck. He broke in, hooked up their trailer to his pickup truck, and took off. In a separate incident, Townsend was found to be in the possession of oxycodone. Well, it is what it is. That's okay. Townsend served 2 stints in prison. One for 20 months and another for 15 months. You think in prison he would have learned respect. He would have learned to keep his fucking mouth shut. But, hey, maybe mix the oxy with the alcohol I say, where the fuck are the JetBlue airline employees? Where are the flight attendants? Why isn't JetBlue banning this Melvin bastard, Melvin motherfucker, from ever flying again? Why are they they're purposely staying quiet about this? Which is very suspicious to me. Because on any other flight, they're quick to say, the flight attendants did this. They're quick to say, we're going to ban this person for life. They're quick to say it. They're not saying a goddamn word, which is very suspicious. Tyson actually gave a statement, said that he said that the incident got violent when Townsend threw a water bottle at the boxer turned cannabis entrepreneur. Townsend and Tyson were released when the former said that he would not be pressing charges. Tyson eventually made it to Miami to attend a lavish marijuana conference with Ric Flair and was all smiles later that day when photographed smoking. JetBlue has not released a statement about this incident. Again, it's been like 2 days now. JetBlue hasn't said a word. No flight attendants have said anything. This guy, from what I read in another, I forget where it was, may have just been on Twitter, so it's not confirmed. I will not have a source for this. But from what I read, he may be lawyering up. So we'll see how this goes. I feel like this is not over. Especially since he has a long criminal record, fraud. I could see him really trying to go after Tyson now. But hey, what are you going to do, right? That's life. I could see both sides of the story, right? On the one hand, you can turn around and say, well, Tyson should have known better. Tyson's entourage should have stopped this kid. Yes. But at the same time, being in first class, the flight attendant should have been aware of what's happening. Should have seen the altercation as soon as this kid stood up, started, you know, shouting in the back of Tyson's head, talking shit. Flight attendant should have came in and de-escalated the situation. Any other flight, especially these days, they would have escorted this guy. They would have made an emergency landing, escorted this guy off the plane. If he was this drunk, as that one person said, Sarah something or other, I forget her name, the other passenger said, saw Melvin drinking and heavily intoxicated before boarding the flight, he should have never been allowed to board the flight in the first place. Nor should his friend, who filmed it. They both kind of sound out of it. But I feel for Tyson. I do. Because, again, this guy would have continued on and continued on the entire flight. If the flight attendants didn't stand up for him after the bottle was thrown at his head or thrown at him, then, you know, how much more do you want this guy to take? He's in first class. No one's helping him. He's getting harassed and technically assaulted. No one's helping him. So he has to defend himself. That's the way I see it. I bet you that motherfucker sat down the rest of that flight. I bet you after that, those punches, that motherfucker sat down, didn't say a word. Didn't say shit. Because you know what? That's why I kind of have a feeling that this kid, Melvin, Oxy Boy, good old Oxy Mel III wanted Tyson to hit him. He wanted that altercation so that he could later on down the road sue and try to collect with his fraudulent self. Who the fuck breaks into someone else's property, hooks up their trailer to their hitch, and drives off like it ain't no thing? Who does that shit? I tell you who. Melvin Townsend III. I'm speechless. I'm curious to hear what else can come from this. I don't know. If I were to compare the two stories, which one is a juicier story, this one or Will Smith, I'm actually leaning towards this one. Because I believe this one, well, this one definitely hit harder. I know that. Because that slap was weak. That slap was fucking weak. And I still believe that Chris Rock growing up, if you ever watch the show, Everyone Hates Chris, he grew up with brothers, he grew up with siblings, he grew up defending himself. He had to. He knew that slap was coming. He knew a hit was coming. And that was a weak slap, man. But I do give Will Smith credit, though, because that was one of his best acting in a while, since Fresh Prince. He was a good actor on Fresh Prince. But that performance that night was good. But the flight punches, man, that was genuine. That was from the heart. And that motherfucker definitely had it coming. You know, Will Smith said you should keep his wife's name out of your mouth. this guy needs to keep Mike Tyson's name out of his mouth. I don't even, man. I don't know, man. That's fucking crazy. Can you imagine? If I was on a fucking flight with Mike Tyson, shit. First of all, I would just probably just be staring. I'd be like, yo, that's fucking Iron Mike Tyson. I'd take a picture when he's not looking. No flash. Because I ain't no dickhead. And I'd wait till after the flight. I ain't going to bother him during the flight. I'll on the way out, say something. But I wouldn't even ask for an autograph. I'll tell him how much of how he's a hero, how you're amazing. You know, I love how you turn your life around. I wish nothing but, you know, health and success for the rest of your days. You're a legend. I would just compliment him because he deserves that. He earned that. And if he says thank you, you want an autograph, CJ? Okay. Then I might ask for a photo real quick, or, you know, I don't know. I don't ask for an autograph because that takes a long time. Photos quick, boom, boom. You know, what are we doing? And a photo lasts a lifetime. An autograph, I mean, hey, you just look at it. Oh, great, it's his name. But a photo? But to this guy, he got the selfie with him before the flight. Oxymel got the fucking the selfie with Tyson before the flight, and that wasn't enough. He wanted more, and he got more. And hopefully this is where it ends. Hopefully, like I said, Tyson countersues. If he tries to sue him, I hope Tyson countersues. Because again, he didn't press charges. So to come after the fact and sue is kind of interesting. We'll see. Maybe he'll sue the airline. Maybe they all will. I do feel JetBlue definitely has some responsibility in this. I mean, what kind of a fucking flight is this? What if I was on the plane? What if I was on the plane and I was somehow involved in this fight? JetBlue still wouldn't get involved? What if that was you on the flight? That means if you fly on JetBlue, they're not going to get involved if someone fucking harasses, abuses you, throws things at you, assaults you. They're not going to get involved. That's how I look at it. Like, if they're not going to protect Mike Tyson, why the fuck would they protect you? And you probably won't even be sitting in first class. I know my cheap ass ain't. So, does that mean don't fly? Am I saying don't fly JetBlue? I'm saying, well, first of all, I didn't even know JetBlue had first class. Let's be real. Let's get that out right out the way. When I think JetBlue, I think like, you know, like a city bus of airplanes. Like, you know, not that anything's wrong with city buses, but I don't think like prestige first class. I think, okay, well, you know, it's JetBlue. I wouldn't brag about it. How'd you fly? Oh, I flew on JetBlue. I wouldn't even, you know, I wouldn't tweet about it. But apparently they have first class, and apparently the only thing first class about them are the seats, because the service isn't, from what I saw in that video. They won't even fucking make a statement. So I guess we just have to keep fucking with JetBlue. I'll just keep hashtagging them on Twitter and keep retweeting shit about them, and maybe they'll respond. Maybe I'll poke the bear or poke the tiger and see and get a response this time. But that's it. That's my Saturday rant. It's fun. It's going to be another good day today, guys. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's fucking Saturday. It's going to be a good day, and I'm not just saying that because I'm high. Okay, I'm definitely saying that because I'm high. But if you believe it and you say it, it must be true. And if you're high enough, it will be true. That's the truth. Definitely check out my book, Worthless. Again, it's on Amazon. It's killing it right now. But I need your help. It's $3.99, people. I need the help. This hosting on Buzzsprout is fantastic. I love it. But I pay for the premium plan because, as you guys know, I make a lot of content. Try to do it daily. Because I do it for you. I love you guys. I do. Especially UK. Shout out to the UK. I was looking at the analytics. Anal lickets. Whatever. I don't know how to say that word. I thought it was something else, to be honest with you. I clicked on it this morning. I had to wait for my wife wasn't around. I clicked on it. And I thought it would be something else. And it had nothing to do with anal or whatever. Apparently it's analytics. And it had to do with like metrics and numbers of... disgusting. And Buzzsprout's fantastic. I thought they had, you know, I thought it had everything, but they didn't have that, unfortunately. They didn't have what I was looking for. But it did tell me that people in the UK are listening to this show. So, UK, stand up. Thank you. All right, guys, have a fantastic Saturday. I don't know if I'm going to make another episode tomorrow. We'll see. Tomorrow's a whole new day. But enjoy today. Thanks, guys, as always. Peace.